Welcome to CRE Tech Talks. This podcast series is brought to you by Building Engines, providing web and mobile property management software to innovative commercial real estate owners, managers, and the clients they serve for over 14 years. And now, please join our host, Building Engines Senior Vice President, Scott Sidman.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of CRE Tech Talks. I'm Phil Mobley. I'm head of research here at Building Engines and got to be a guest on this podcast a few weeks ago and thought I'd try my hand at hosting, filling in for our regular host, Scott Sidman. Today, I'm really excited to have as a guest a person who I have gone to frequently as a resource for all things related to property management, and that is Rebecca Hanner, the founder of Commercial Asset Services in Raleigh, North Carolina. Becky, thanks very much for joining our podcast today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you. So, Becky, before we really dive into this talk about the state of property management, can you tell me what you've been up to these days?
Well, thank you for asking me. You know, at the start of the year, it was a new beginning for me as I started my own firm, Commercial Asset Services. We provide asset and property management services and strategic consulting, training, and contract work. Our target audience is owners, occupiers, and property management firms. But, you know, I'm also working with a few vendors. Very pleased by the industry's reception to my new venture.
Well, that's great. Congratulations, Becky, for starting something new. I've got a little bit of experience with that myself. It's exciting and terrifying all at once. So best wishes to you as you move forward with that. I mentioned that you're one of my go-to resources for any question about property management, and that's certainly true. I wanted to begin our discussion by asking you about something I've been hearing recently in the commercial real estate industry that probably before 18 months ago, I don't think I ever heard. And that is building owners and property managers saying in public that they perceive their role as commercial real estate professionals to be to help their tenants attract and retain talent. And I've heard lots of different people say this over recent months. And when it is said in public, there's just universal agreement. Everyone nods their heads. And to me, that's new. So I wanted to ask you about that. Have you been hearing the same thing? And what is your take on that?
You know, I guess technically it's always been that way because it's always been important for property location to be where the workforce can easily get to it. And it was important for banks and there be places to eat nearby. But the importance of this has evolved considerably over the last few years. So projects are truly trying to create an exceptional tenant experience, almost like high-end hospitality, if you will. Many managers even refer to their customers as guests rather than tenants, and managers are even called community managers. So amenities are going to include anything that's fresh or new or exciting. Or is it something that can make the tenant's life easier? So for example, customers still want fitness centers, but rather than being in the basement, they need to be with a great view because that's what brings a fresh perspective and it makes it cool. Customers still want to have an on-site cafe, but the food choices need to include healthy options. And now allowing pets in the workplaces is often acceptable, so the manager needs to determine how they can handle pet exercise and waste areas. Even building design is changing. It's including more rooftop terraces and patio space. Sites incorporate more greenway and outdoor workout space. And think about mobile vendors. Oh my gosh, it's a growing industry and includes not only food trucks, but bicycle repair, wardrobe trucks, tire changes, and hey, you've got the pets in the building. It includes veterinary services. So with all this going on, I've got to mention event managers. You know, there are properties where there are dedicated event managers that are part of the property staff.
Yeah, I think the implication that I'm hearing, Becky, is with all of this hyper-focus on tenants in perhaps a different way or to a different level of intensity, the role of property management is clearly changing. And so do you see that becoming maybe more like we would traditionally think of as corporate facilities management, or is it something else entirely?
You know, I would say that both property managers and facility managers are focused on providing a good day-to-day operational building management. But the trend for both is an emphasis on enhancing the customer experience, even at the point of the event management. I would say that property managers tend to have high-level reporting requirements and a focus towards investment strategy to create value as a result of their management activity.
Becky, the next thing I wanted to ask you about is, in your personal experience, you know, you had a lot of great examples of what this intense focus on the tenant experience looks like. What specifically have you seen in the last couple of years in your practice where you've been trying to deliver that type of experience to tenants?
You know, I love it when clients are intently focused on creating a positive tenant experience, because that is where the creativity and the fun really kicks in. So as an example, I had a 5-building project, which was over 1 million square feet. It had 4 full-time event specialists.
Wow.
Now, this particular portfolio includes a 14-room conference center. It includes a large indoor atrium area, an auditorium with stadium seating, an outdoor event park with restrooms, and several outdoor patio areas. So I know it's a little unusual. In this case, a strategic event plan was developed with the clients to meet their goals and to augment the special features of the project, as well as to heighten property awareness. So the idea in this case was to develop a marketing plan that provided an exciting sense of community to the project and to the surrounding neighborhood. The event specialist managed everything: advertising, ticketing, social media, event logistics, you name it. Last year, they hosted 373 events. And that ranged from a 3-person board meeting up to 10,000 people for a heart and stroke walk. The project's in a downtown area, and it's got community events occurring day and the evenings and the weekends. So as you can see, this project is truly a living part of the downtown.
Yeah, that's incredible to think about a 1 million square foot property putting on more than one event per day. And involving not just people who work in the building, but the community at large. That's an amazing thing to think about, and it is different. So to me, Becky, the next logical question is, as you look at this type of service, and you mentioned 4 full-time event specialists at this property, how do you hire for this? What skills or characteristics are you looking for? And I guess another way to phrase the question is, if you were going to build a commercial real estate property management team from the ground up, what would you be looking for?
Well, since each project is different, it really depends on the project. I mean, it would be great to have people that had everything from accounting to hospitality to a business degree. I mean, it would be great to have people that had everything. However, you know, I feel like it's more important to hire someone rather than skills. I mean, like, you have someone that has great pride in their work, that they've got energy, fire in their belly, you know, someone who likes to juggle a lot of balls up in the air at one time, somebody who's flexible and resilient, who has good interpersonal skills, but you know, you've got to have someone who's analytical and a problem solver. You just have to find the best person for the job, and each project has a different personality. So you've got to hire different people and make sure the people that they've really got all these wonderful attributes about them, that you put them in the right spot, you know, and train them, and you want to have a, you know, make sure it's a win-win situation for them as well as for the project.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you know, another thing I've been hearing as I'm in the industry, Becky, is people talking about the war for talent and how it's harder to hire people into a commercial real estate career path. But as I'm listening to you talk about what's been going on at some of these properties and all the events and the focus on customer service, I gotta say, I don't quite get it. I mean, to me, that sounds like a really exciting thing to spend your career on. So have you seen that happen in practice?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I've seen people that were in event management that moved over to property management, and people that were in property management move over to event management. You know, I just really believe in the power of diversity, and you need to have people with differing life experiences and education and backgrounds to solve the problems. You know, they're going to solve them in different ways, and they have different strengths, and it's okay, but it's all about communication and mentoring.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Becky, here's the question that you had to know was coming. The name of this podcast is CRE Tech Talks, right? So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a technology question. And maybe the way that we can think about technology here is this new focus on the tenant experience requires new ways of capturing feedback about it, right? So how do you think technology plays into understanding and measuring the effectiveness of some of these events and programs that are designed to facilitate the tenant experience?
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, I think the way that tenants want to give us feedback and the frequency in which they're giving it, you know, in which they wish to give it is changing. So I see them as preferring to provide feedback in a way that aligns with the way they communicate to their friends, you know, electronic, short and sweet, you know, instead of a long, you know, tenant surveys, I mean, quick questionnaires. And I think mostly how it all relates to them, you know, not really like a scorecard per se, but hey, how do you like the new cafe? How frequently do you use it? Hey, here's a coupon for you to use it if you answer a few questions, you know? And to circle back to your original question, I believe that the frequency and how you communicate and ask for feedback from your tenants plays into the importance of attracting and retaining talent in a building.
Yeah, interesting. You're speaking music to my ears. I mean, I think about consumer experiences that I have on something like Uber, for example, where the feedback mechanism is actually built into the experience itself, right? There, you rate your driver after each trip, and that's just part of the way you use the app. I think you're on the right track there in terms of how we can integrate feedback capture and data into the experience itself, and hopefully give commercial real estate practitioners like yourself better ability to see that data and to act on it and to provide an even better experience to customers. Before I let you go, anything else that you'd like to tell us about with respect to property management and how that's been changing?
Well, you know, something that's been going on for quite some time that everybody worries about is, you know, the upcoming talent. You know, I mean, we've all got to continue to groom new talent into the industry. I mean, especially property managers and engineers and, you know, I just have to say it. We've got to make sure that we hire younger and less experienced folks, team them up with someone to mentor them, let them have an opportunity to make their own mistakes. They're going to do some things a little differently. You know, I think it's fine for an engineer or a property manager to use Snapchat to communicate a problem, you know, about a building to someone who's going to help them resolve the issue. And, you know, it's fabulous for an employee to look at different softwares and determine additional uses for it, or even introduce a new software. I mean, there's just really no right or wrong. So we need to help it, let it evolve and help it evolve.
Yeah, perfect. You know, one of the things that we keep hearing about, and you and I are attending a lot of the same industry events, and that's millennials this and millennials that. And I think you're right. It's, we need to learn from people of all different generations in the workforce, and that goes both ways. And I think commercial real estate is certainly ripe for that. Well, thanks again, Becky, for taking some time to chat today. Really insightful stuff, as always. And best of luck to Commercial Asset Services. I know that's really exciting for you.
Thanks. Today was a blast. I appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we'll see you next time on CRE Tech Talks.
Thank you again for listening to this broadcast of CRE Tech Talks. We hope you found today's session valuable. Remember to visit our podcast page at www.buildingengines.com/CRE Tech Talks to download today's transcript and key takeaways, as well as listen to other sessions and share with colleagues. We'll see you next time on CRE Tech Talks.